Meanwhile, the two major political parties, the NDC and NPP, seem to have conflicting views about the EC's direction on asset declaration. The EC, in a statement yesterday, asked parties to take note of the requirement to declare their assets to the Auditor General or lose their candidature. At the submission of forms yesterday, the NPP said the clause only affects public office holders, adding that Nanadu has not declared his assets. John Buedu is acting General Secretary of the NPP.
If you look at where the EC quoted, that law has been repealed for another one. Even that, it is for public officers. So I don't think this is an argument. They themselves will rectify it and get it going. But we want to make a statement. The statement is that we must act within the law. It is on that basis alone that we can have a free society, we have a just society, and a society with integrity. We had a similar problem with a statement they issued on proxies. Clearly, we couldn't understand because it has no foundation in law at all. My only worry was that even when we pointed out to the Electoral Commission at an IPAC meeting, by all of us, they agreed that they were going to issue a statement to rectify it. As we speak now, if not done so.
But has Nana declared his assets as part of this process, this filing process?
He's not required to. He's not required to do so as part of this process because he's not a public officer.
But the NDC's General Secretary, Johnson Isidun Ketia, said the asset declaration has always been part of the requirements. He said President Mahama has declared his assets.
We don't have any such issues. The laws have been the same all along, so we don't have any problem with anything in compliance with the law.
But were you able to do that since you don't have an issue?
Yes, we've done everything. I'm saying that it has always been part of the law, so we are in compliance with everything.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Isidun Ketia.